Today is Monday, August 15th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Another Monday. So, of course, we had a weekend. There was no mix minus, because I think Daniel had a pen event or something. So for anyone who doesn't know, I'm on another podcast. If you're a new listener to Geeky Gay, I'm on another long-running podcast, although it has changed names. But with my best friend in the whole wide world, Daniel Brewer. And anyway, it's called Mix Minus. Don't ask. But you can go to mixminuspodcast.com and you can find episodes. And but we record on Friday evenings normally. And so anyway, I think he had a Disney pen trading event or something like that this weekend. And so he and Zach were at Disney. And so Mark and I, we decided, you know, we have this room. Well, the room that I'm currently recording in is the studio, but it's also the air quotes media room. But the thing is, I'm up here 5 or 6 days a week. Mark is hardly ever up here. And I, you know, we bought this big TV, and originally I was just going to buy the big TV. It's not that I don't want to share this room, but, you know, I consider this room to be more of my room, and Mark has his office downstairs, and, you know, I consider this kind of my office and studio and, you know, whatever. And it's fine for him to come up here. It's fine for him to use this room if he wants to use it, but I was setting it up for me. And so, you know, I set up all the stuff, and I was just going to buy the TV, but he said, well, why don't we just share the cost and, you know, we'll use it as a media room and whatever. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Well, the thing is, though, he doesn't come up here very often. And so normally the only time we do it, or the only time we come up here together is when we're going to watch a movie. And so, like, when we're just watching TV, we stay downstairs in the living room. And so we decided, okay, we're going to watch a movie. So we ordered dinner. We ordered Chili's, I think, I want to say. And we decided we were going to watch, now I'm going to forget because we watched two movies this weekend, The Lost City. And it's got Sandra Bullock. It's got Channing Tatum. Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter himself. And some other people as well, but those are Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt's in it. I didn't know he was in it, but anyway, he's in it as well. And so we ate our chilies. We came upstairs. We watched the movie, had a good time. You know, it was a relaxing evening. I will say the movie was, you know, it was a popcorn movie. You know, you didn't need much thought. It was cute. You know, I always enjoy a Sandra Bullock movie. You get to see Channing Tatum's rear end, quite a long shot of his rear end, or a, you know, quite a bit of screen time for his butt. And so anyway, it was a good movie. I mean, you know, it's not going to win any Oscars, but it was enjoyable. And then the next day on Saturday, we had Pokemon Community Day, which we always do. So we went and we went and walked at the park. Because we needed to, it's hard to explain for people who don't play Pokemon, but it's, you know, it's an AR game, augmented reality. And so you have to go places, physical places in the world to do certain things. And so when we need to spend Pokestops, which is where you collect items like balls and other things, you have to go somewhere. And you need to be walking around, and you can spend stops and stuff. So we go to this park. We picked up breakfast, and we came back, and we did community day. We went back to the park, and actually, because Well, that's hard to explain. We went back to the park and played some at the park anyway. I don't want to get into detail because, I mean, if you're not a Pokemon player, it's not of any interest to you. So anyway, so we did that. And then we had, and I was working on moving Geeky Gay. So if you're listening to Geeky Gay right now, I was successful. I think I was successful, but this is the first episode where I'm doing it on the new website. So there's nothing new about the website. The website looks exactly the same. No one ever visits the website. The only reason I really have a website is to host the RSS feed for the episodes. But the hosting company that I've been using for ever since my very first podcast. So I've been using it for a long time, 15 years or something like that, 16 years. You know, they've gotten more and more and more expensive throughout the years. And now I believe I pay like $200 or $250 a year just to host my websites. And I only really have Geeky Gay there. I had Dubious Intent, which was the name of Mix Minus before we changed the name. So I was hosting that website there as well, but I was hosting Geeky Gay there. And with, you know, as I've done Pride 48 throughout the years and I've kind of decided, you know, where I was going to set up the Pride 48 website, I selected a different way of doing it. Again, I don't want to go into a lot of detail because I don't want to bore everyone. But every year, and so I kept thinking, oh, I need to move Geeky Gay because my other, so Mix Minus, the previous Big Brother and Survivor podcast, Survivor's Ready and But First, they were all already on the new way or the new service that I use. And it's cheaper. And I wanted to put them all on the same server. So, because, you know, I don't get enough traffic to really need separate servers for each one. And so I've had this goal for a few years to move Geeky Gay over and cancel my old web host. Could save me a couple $100 a year. Pay for that Stream Deck that I bought. Anyway, but every year I forget. And it's set to auto-renew. So every year I'll get an email saying, oh, you auto-renewed. And I'm like, well, crap. Now I got to wait till next year. Because I've already auto-renewed, I've already paid for a year, you know, now what am I going to do? So anyway, because I believe I mentioned on Geeky Gay before that there was a fraudulent charge on my credit card, and I may have not mentioned it on Geeky Gay, it may have been on Throwing Down, it may have been on Mix Minus, I don't know, but I mentioned it somewhere. I had a fraudulent charge, which I don't think was fraudulent. But I wasn't sure at the time, so I told them I didn't know. So they issued me a new card. So now, and I use my credit card for everything because I get frequent flyer miles. And so I put everything on, I pay it off every paycheck. But I do everything on the credit card. And so anyway, I've been getting all these emails from all these subscriptions that I have saying, hey, your payment failed. Well, luckily, my Host Monster account tried to auto-renew. And it's like, hey, we could not renew you. Well, the thing is, it does it early. It does it like 3 weeks early or something. It charges you early. So that I guess they can rebill a few times if it doesn't work. And so they sent me an email saying, hey, it didn't go through. And I thought, aha, I will not update the credit card information. I will just take this as an opportunity to move everything over. So on the weekend, I spent time. I moved everything over. It was not without incident. There were a few little hiccups, but for the most part, you know, I was able to do it. A couple of hours worth of work, no big deal. I tested everything out over the weekend. I think everything is working, and I still have until August 22nd, so if I have like 7 more days. So if something doesn't work, I could go back to the old one. But anyway, so I worked on that while playing Pokemon, got my shinies. I don't know, I got about 11 shinies. I only needed 3 or 4, so that was good. And we went to My Fair Lady. We went out to eat. We went to an Italian restaurant for dinner. And then we went to My Fair Lady. And that is one of my favorite musicals. And before we went, I told Mark, this is my favorite musical. I love it. And it had been a long time since I had seen it. Like a really long time since I had seen My Fair Lady. And I've seen a lot of musicals since then, some more modern musicals, since I kind of categorized My Fair Lady as my favorite. And it was fun. We had a really good time. The singing was great. The acting was great. It was funny when it was supposed to be funny. Like everything was, the stage, actually, they did a good job with the set. It was really Broadway caliber. It is a Broadway show. It's a touring Broadway company, but you know, after seeing it again, it's a little more old fashioned than I remembered. And, may not quite be my favorite anymore, but I did enjoy it. It was fun. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.